This is CRI News, and I'm Lucy Du. The official death toll from Monday's earthquake in Gansu has risen to 95. Over 1,000 others have been treated for injuries. Around 220,000 have been relocated. Meanwhile, new calls are being made for the construction of quake-proof housing in the province. Most of the buildings that collapsed in Monday's earthquake were mud brick houses that were unable to withstand a strong earthquake. The 6.6 magnitude earthquake leveled over 5,000 homes. The central authorities here in China have begun a 5-year ban on the construction of new government buildings as part of its ongoing anti-corruption and frugality campaign. The ban also includes training centers and hotels. The directive says that all violations will be, quote, harshly punished. The new policy paper says government funds and resources should be spent more on developing the economy and boosting the public's well-being. The CPC leadership has vowed to improve the party's working style through eliminating extravagance and bureaucracy. Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a new call for a deepening of the reform and opening up policy. Xi Jinping says that the reforms should be comprehensively deepened. He also says that it is crucial to maintain a spirit of reform and innovation. The comments were made during an inspection tour of the Hubei province. Chinese Vice President Li Yuanqiao is calling for patriotism among young people in Hong Kong. Li Yuanqiao has made the comments during a meeting with around 1,000 youth representatives from the city. He says that the principle of one country, two systems has been a success and should be carried on. Myanmar President Thein Sein has met with the visiting vice chair of China's Central Military Commission. This is Fan Chenglong's first foreign trip since taking up the post. Thein Sein is describing Fan Chenglong's trip to Myanmar as a sign of the friendly ties between the country's two armed forces. Fan Chenglong arrived in Yangon on Monday as part of a 3-day official visit to Myanmar. The trip will also take him to Kazakhstan and Thailand. A Chinese envoy to the United Nations says the Chinese government is hoping to see substantive progress in peace talks this week between Israel and Palestine. China's UN Deputy Representative Wang Min has issued a statement at a Security Council session. Wang has also told the Security Council that China's stance on the issue includes the creation of an independent Palestinian state based on the pre-1967 border, with East Jerusalem as its capital. Wang Min has also called on the Israeli side to halt its settlement activities and lift its current blockade of the Gaza Strip. He also says the Security Council should play a bigger role in pushing forward the Middle East peace talks. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are expected to arrive in Washington later this week to resume the long-stalled peace talks which have been brokered by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Leading officials with the Syrian opposition in exile is set to hold talks with the UN Security Council later this week. The UK is putting together the meeting. The key issues are expected to include human rights, refugees and humanitarian access to the embattled country. It remains unclear whether international arms for the rebel forces will be discussed. The British are describing the forthcoming session on Friday as an opportunity for a frank and informal discussion with the Syrian opposition. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq are claiming responsibility for this week's prison breaks near Baghdad. The group claims the move is a response to the Iraqi Shiite-led government's crimes against Sunni Iraqis. Iraqi officials have confirmed that more than 500 inmates managed to escape from Abu Ghraib. Authorities have imposed curfews around both prisons. Manhunts are still underway. The coordinated assaults on the prisons left 29 people dead and 39 others injured. The prison breaks are the latest in a string of violence which has been gripping Iraq in recent weeks. Israel's defense minister has revealed the Egyptian military is reportedly set to launch a major offensive in the Sinai. Moshe Yaalon claims he has been told that the Egyptian military is moving in heavy armor and gunships into the region. The move reportedly comes amid a major upswing in violence in the rest of the region over the past few weeks. A series of sniper attacks on Egyptian defense forces has left over 24 soldiers dead. 16 people are dead following a bus crash last night in Jiangxi. 10 others remain in hospital. The bus lost control and overturned. All the victims were local farmers who were traveling to a pear plantation in neighboring Fujian. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.